It's the Villains Talk Show.
Are you sure?
It's been a long time since I've heard those words.
Yeah, right?
Way too long.
Sarah Vike.
Yeah, I'm here.
The Great Grease Goblin. And C4. Hopefully Insaniac will join us later. And Jeremy's working. But... hello! And you can actually see me. Well, I mean, everyone can always see me, but like... you guys can see me.
Oh, yeah, I can see you. This is weird.
I know. I fixed it up, so I can't see your faces behind your backs anymore.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Hello and welcome, everyone, to the Villains Talk Show. I know it's been a rough month because of the... it's just been solid one-shots, and because everyone's been going away. Like, I just went to Jasper for a week. So the one-shots have been very unsteady. But we are starting Season 2 tonight, which means that then Sarah has to go back to camp for 2 weeks. But the podcast, if you're listening on the podcast, you won't know. This will just say start of Season 2, and the next, it'll be like, yeah, it was like there was no difference. But if you're watching...
I mean, unless I say I have to go back for 2 weeks.
And then we just, we seamlessly transition, Sarah. It's all about the seamless...
Nope, never.
But if you're watching live, then Sarah has to go back to camp for a couple weeks. So we're still going to be doing the two-shot summer. But the end is, this is Season 2.
I agree, Boring.
This is officially Season 2. We've been doing this for a year.
Mm-hmm.
As you almost choke on your food. Yes.
No, I'm not choking.
Woo! See, else, look, someone already says, woo, Sarah.
Yeah, I agree with Boring.
Is it? Yeah! This is, we were playing with this guy earlier. This is, Peaches. How do you feel about Peaches?
The Peaches?
Peaches.
I guess.
We'll see if he answers to Peaches.
We usually have a topic, but since it is the start of Season 1, I thought we'd just do, like, a general topic today. I mean, we can... Season 2?
Not Season 1.
Hey, I said that.
You said Season 1.
Why would you say... do you know what? Anyway. Since it is Season 2, what we're kind of thinking is... ask Sarah about... basically go around the table, say how our summer's been going, and then just see where it goes from there. Yeah. Also, anyone in the chat, just so you know, if you watch the show or you ever want to be on the show, just comment and subscribe. And if you have, just we'll bring on the show. It's just a regular talk show format. Ta-da!
This guy who's talking to us might come on. You want to join us? He has lots of insight.
You want to come on, Peaches?
Lots of insight. That doesn't make any sense. He knows much of a thing.
He does know much of a thing, and the thing he knows much of is
much of a thing he doesn't know.
Thing of a stuff?
But much of something else he doth know.
Fair enough.
I was going to say, maybe tonight was too soon, but, you know, when Sarah gets back, which, by the way, oh man, do we have to talk about this on the podcast? Because Sarah has told me some of this camp of horror stories, which is even more hilarious because I've been with a buddy of mine. We've been trying to start up a film company for making horror movies with a bunch of people. So I've been writing horror stories. So I've wrote a couple camp ones because of Sarah's tales. They have inspired me to write some great gripping horror.
Great.
I know, it's awesome. One of them may or may not have, like, the head of a camp get pushed too far and literally murder everyone except the kids.
That's literally why I'm not there right now.
How did I know? What? Are you saying truth is better than fiction?
I mean, I probably wouldn't murder people.
How can a camp where you all believe in a giant leprechaun in the sky be bad?
Because everybody thinks that the giant leprechaun in the sky has different rules than everybody else.
But he doesn't. He's a giant leprechaun. You can have whatever rules he wants.
Well, yes, but you see, when one person interprets his rules this way and one person interprets his rules this way...
The pot of gold is on this side of the rainbow. No, the pot of gold is on this side of the rainbow.
Yeah, pretty much.
Actually, that analogy worked a lot better than I meant it to.
It did, yeah. Yeah, that worked well for you.
This is why I missed you, Sarah. It's so hard to deal with just Insaniac sometimes. I'm also talking shit about him because I'll summon him here. He has that ability.
He could also just be watching and lurking in the shadows.
I would like to say we have hit a mark though. We did actually a couple weeks ago. But we hit 30 subscribers on the Twitch.
That's exciting.
I know. And I was gonna wait until the season one, but now it's 31, so it's kind of past
season two.
we kind of
missed that already. So I said season two. Guys, stop it.
I'm
just gonna write season two. Like so I always remember. I'm sorry, I can't believe it's been a year. I can't believe I've been doing this a whole year. People have been listening to me listening us talk for a year.
Let alone you talking.
Mostly you. Let's be real.
But like, and you too. I mean,
let's sell our souls short so John can inflate his ego more.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's John?
Oh, 2020's.
Anyway, so yeah. What can you tell us, Miss Vike?
About camp? Mm-hmm. Mrs. Vike, thank you very much.
Wait. Before this, I gotta tell you guys the big thing I found out this summer. Okay? This is something for everybody. Did we talk about this already? We did. Never mind. Keep going.
What?
I was just gonna remind everyone about the lowest hanging fruit. But I realized we found that out on a podcast. I've been telling
you mean the apple?
I've been telling everyone I meet about the lowest hanging fruit is an apple and how there's a guy who spent his entire life to figure out that it was an apple.
Right, yes. Sorry, that was
I was
going to
bring it up again, but we've already talked about it. Please.
Well, you haven't brought it up again.
It's been a while. It's okay. We all forgot it.
This is how boring my life has been without you guys.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Welcome. Okay, so camp. I don't know. You just stick enough people into a, what is it, like 10 acre space for a month, 2 months, and you're bound to have crazy things happen, right? Especially when it's mostly teenagers. Yeah.
Am I getting close?
I mean, there's rumors.
Oh,
lots of them.
So the... Where there's Sarah with teenagers, you and I both know where there's smoke, there's fire.
No. I mean, not where the rumors are. I mean, sort of, but also sort of not. Yeah. No, I just things are just crazy. I've had a lot of problems with like board members of the camp hanging around and getting in my way and making it impossible for me to have any actual authority as the director and.
But
fun things like that, right?
Could you tell our viewers how much authority the directors actually have?
How much authority directors should have, or how much authority I actually have?
Both, please.
So, the director should be the highest authority at the camp, who runs the whole thing and makes it happen.
This is your position, right?
Yeah, it sure is. But realistically... because there's board members hanging around, and in theory, when board members are at the camp, they take off like their board member hat, and that doesn't matter, and they're just there as volunteers like everyone else. In practice, not so much. They're really bad at that. They also, the board is on fire. They are a giant mess, and trying to deal with that giant mess has been awful.
The Anglicans don't like the Catholics, and the Catholics don't like the Lutherans, and the
Lutherans. Okay, no, actually, we're all Baptist, which might be worse.
Never mind. But
yeah, no, it's actually mostly people from the same church that don't like each other. The very first week of camp, two of the board members started, they were both there as volunteers to be counselors, like cabin leaders for the week. And they started the week before we even had our staff meeting to begin by screaming at each other in front of me. Same church. Yep.
Could you also tell our viewers, what piece of advice did I give you that you never took?
I don't remember. It's been a long... several weeks.
Tell them what their job was. What your job is. And then tell them that if they wish to do your job, why are you here?
Because
you should have drew, I told you, from the second you told me about this, you should have drew a line in the sand. And as soon as you showed that you didn't draw a line in the sand, they walked all over you. But sometimes you have to be firm.
You'll be happy to know that I did actually sort of do that this past week.
Yay.
Yeah, no, one of them massively overstepped what she should be doing. And I told her that. And then when she came to apologize to me, I also told her that I knew she'd been saying nasty things about me in church, about how she didn't think that I was suited for this, and she didn't think that I was mature enough for it. Just to random people in church. Same church I go to, right? And I told her that, and she left. So,
good.
White Anglo-Saxon Protestants, they are.
Yep. They sure are.
There's more than one reason why they call them wasps.
Yep. Oh, yeah. It's great fun.
Is it really fun? I could see you fully awful. Enjoying it.
Again, remember, I'm at home for a few days because I'm losing my mind.
But that's a good thing. You got home.
Yeah.
For a few days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could stay home all week if I wanted to, but my mother-in-law is out there being a cabin leader right now, and I don't want to abandon her to the chaos, so.
Wait, Jan's mom?
Yeah.
That poor soul.
Oh, no. Poor everybody else who gets in her way.
You know, yes?
Her name is not Karen for nothing.
Yes.
she is a force to be reckoned with for sure. That's why I'm so excited to have her out there.
If you ever need the big guns, you could call my mom too.
Your mom's a Christian. Yeah. I could. I actually could.
And she's one of the heads of the United Christian Women's League. She's one of the board members. So she doesn't just have, like, she doesn't just have credence to be there. She could actually find a reason to be there. And you know my mom.
Yeah, I do know your mom.
If I know Jan's mom pretty well. Yeah, you know my mom too now.
Yeah.
We all know your mom.
you guys know, she may not be a Karen, but my God, do not get my mom's way. And if you're doing things wrong or she doesn't think you should be doing that, she will tell you flat out.
Oh yeah. Well, so will Jan's mom.
I know. That's why I feel like
Yeah. No, I'm really glad to have her out there. I also think I'm maybe glad to have her out there without me for a few days. Just because it means that there's no one to tell her to stop.
Yay.
Yeah. So, yeah. It should be interesting. Yeah.
Let's go. Let's go.
Yes, Peaches. She is crazy. But in a good way.
And your dad has been releasing the YouTube videos. I've been seeing.
Yeah, of course he has. I forgot to upload them before I left, so I just did that the other weekend.
Saucy Sean's. Check them out on YouTube.
Saucy Sean's Fine Eats. There are two people with the name Saucy Sean.
You may notice someone familiar in those videos.
You'd never guess who.
You'd never guess. It's good. It's like the Grease Goblin.
It seems that YouTube has become a bit of a family thing, so that's entertaining. Because Jan's parents have a channel too, maybe two actually.
Oh, now it's not cool anymore. If all the parents are getting into it.
I guess we better stop. We're old anyways, so.
You're old? Oh, God.
Except for the Grease Goblin. He's not old.
Not yet.
I said we. I'm not that much younger than you, man.
I know. I always forget. Because you look so young. I look so ragged.
That's your fault.
Speaking of which, I worked 12 days straight, because this guy below me wanted to go on vacation.
Went camping for 2 days. 4 days.
4 days. 4 days. 4 days.
But that resulted in you working for 12 days straight? Wow.
I worked his shifts. Mm. So, and then I didn't get a day off. I just kept working.
That sucks.
I took a week off, so.
I worked 10 days.
He said that he worked 12 days in a row as well, so.
He counted
10.
10 days straight.
He worked 10.
And?
I gave him today off, because that's not fair. Yeah. He doesn't have to work like I do. That's not fair. And then he works tomorrow, and then gets another 2 days off, so.
Yeah. I mean, this is sort of my first day off since June 1st, so. It's kind of nice.
But,
I bet.
I went up to Jasper because it's if you know anything about what's going on in Canada right now, it's like there's just a bunch of fires in like the Midwest and
BC. Literal fires, not just
fires. No, where we live, no higher.
Yeah, no, we're good.
We just get all the smoke. So yes, like,
bro, so bad.
I went up to the mountains with my buddy, and we went to go see ghost towns and go up to just the north of the mountains and old mining towns. And fuck, was it? It was the best thing we could have done, because it was just like Silent Hill every day. The sun would come up, there'd be a pale red light through the smoke, and it would just be smoky. And we'd be walking through the forest seeing these abandoned houses and mines. And I have some pictures of it, but I'll have to load them up later. But no, that was a lot of fun. And yeah, I've never been up there, actually. I've never been up. I've lived here my whole life, and I've always been out west or east, but I've never been up north. So that was a real experience. I don't know if you guys have ever been up there.
To Jasper?
Not in a while.
Not since I was a little kid.
It's a really nice town. It's really
nice town. Is. It's pretty. Oh, it's pretty. I should go up sometime, but...
our friend Spruce... that's where she lives, up in Hinton up there.
I'm trying to remember who Spruce is.
Talking about Jasper, yeah. Spruce is Olivia.
Ah, okay.
She lives up in Hinton, or I think she lives down in Waterton now, but that's where she works at a wildfire. She would actually tell me a lot about Jasper and going up there a lot. So I wanted to go. And because you go in the summer, there's a special highway that's only open in the summer, because in the winter it's just there's too much snow. So we got to take that highway, and I got some crazy pictures. You're literally on a cliffside. It's fucking nuts.
How far of a drive is it anyways?
Like 3 hours?
4 hours.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Four and a half.
It's not close, but it's not the farthest.
Not undoable.
It's nuts. It's quite a hell of a drive. I got to go to the Columbia ice fields, which are just like where everything in the mountains is like lush and forested. You just enter this huge area of barren.
Yeah, and the ice fields are cool.
And then you see
they really are.
Then you just see this massive
both literally and figuratively.
And the ice, like you never think about it. It goes over the mountains. It's literally from the base of where the fucking cars are to the top of a mountain, and you can see like little peaks of mountains, and it covers like 20 mountains. Like I never thought of like actually like looking at a glacier, but they're goddamn massive.
Yeah, they're huge.
dude.
You've just never looked at them?
They're the size of a mountain. It's literally just a sheer wall of ice.
Yeah.
And you're like, nuts. So yeah, I did that. That was cool. That's basically been my summer. Other than that, working. We turned one 2-shot into a 4-shot because it was
dumb.
We learned that some people are not that good at directing people in games.
Ooh, I've got a guess. I've got a really good guess as to who that was. My guess is that he's not here and he's not Jeremy.
You know what's so funny, Sarah?
What?
You're wrong. And what? He hears this.
Was it Jeremy?
No. It was Grease Goblin.
Actually?
Yeah.
But really?
I'm going to show this to Insaniac, and he's going to fucking blow.
I'm sorry, Insaniac, but it is still true.
That's so good.
Don't lie. You're not sorry.
I'm a little bit sorry. Just a little bit.
Someone call the cops. True, shots fired. Jesus. Oh, that was good. No, it's the guy below us.
Oh, I see. It's you. Oh, you're Norse one?
Yeah.
Was it good at least?
The worst at giving directions.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You are. We love you anyways.
And Hook. So if you think about his last game when we tried to do the Hook.
What was your... Oh, the werewolves.
Yeah. And remember how bad his Hook was? Because Now multiply that by like 100.
Oh no. I'm so sorry, Grease Goblin.
Why are we doing this? Because you're doing this. Well, why?
Okay. But also, why I guessed Insaniac. Remember the monks that were supposed to be turned into animals and we didn't get turned into animals?
Until the very end of the second session?
Yeah, until the end of the second one, and it's like, okay, it's over, and we finally reached the thing we were preparing for.
Sounds about right.
That was, oh man, he was so salty.
Oh, well, he also hasn't finished a single one.
He is so salty. Where we've actually finished every one of mine, because I actually planned them out. Oh my god!
Yeah. We finished all mine.
Well, I wasn't saying we haven't finished any of the other ones. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, planning. No, we finished both of mine.
Planning.
You finished
the murder mystery and then the Wendy's.
But yeah. Other than that, I mean, are you guys actually worried about, I mean, just turn the entire conversation on its head. You guys actually think there's going to be a fourth wave of Corona?
Oh, probably.
Well, looking at the numbers, I would say there probably is, but hopefully nobody cares too much put restrictions back in.
Isn't that the truth, eh?
Yeah.
It's not even a question of is it there or not. It's just...
Yeah. So we went from, what, 17 cases anymore a day to 300-something?
People just don't care. Because then, I mean, I'm wearing my football hat because football season's starting. And... I mean, it started back up in Canada and in the States. Oh, it's going to be fun. I mean, the best thing was I got to, like, work full time every day. Really looking forward to doing that again.
I'm really looking forward to being home. I miss home. I miss you guys.
Home right now?
That's a lie.
Yeah, but, like, permanently, right?
I know.
But, yeah.
Hey. You chose to go to the camp of hell. You could have made it better on yourself if you had done this a month ago.
Yeah. Honestly. Or even a week ago, I should have stayed home for a few days, but whatever.
No, not stay home here. No, put your foot down.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You should have put your foot down day one.
Yeah. I did, I did do a few things to help that just haven't come to fruition yet, but
so they didn't help.
They did, actually, just in smaller ways.
okay, but mm-hmm. Sarah, you're a teacher. You teach high school students.
Yep.
And I've told you many times, some people don't leave high school.
Yep. Oh, you are correct.
And so, like, never. Like, and this is just anyone out there listening, like, people don't leave high school. Some people will, but some people will never leave high school.
Oh, yeah.
And that being said, you should have just put your stick in the sand.
Yeah.
Been the teacher.
Yeah. I know.
That being said, I mean, you got to come back and play D&D today. That was nice.
Yeah. It was nice. Yesterday and today.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. It is crazy.
And we have stuff to look forward to coming up. I mean, I just watched the Suicide Squad movie.
Did you really?
That movie was so good.
Oh, I'm glad you liked it. I want to watch Black Widow. I haven't had the chance. Maybe I'll go do that. No, I won't go do that tomorrow.
You could.
I want to do other things tomorrow.
Watching the excitement leave your face in an instant. I'll go watch. Oh, no. I don't want to do this.
I have like one day. I want to do other things.
No, Suicide Squad was pretty good. I was actually pretty happy with that movie.
Was it better than the last one? Because yes. It was not good.
Oh my god, yes.
Okay, good.
That movie was great.
Good. I'm glad. I kind of doubt that I'll ever watch it, but I'm glad you enjoyed it.
It was good.
That's good to hear.
Did you actually, like, go to a theater? I haven't been to a theater since...
No, I watched February it at home. I'm 2020. Stupid. I watched it at home. Thanks for thanks for the follow, Amanders 2002.
Oh! Hey! Ow. You're here too?
That was my ears.
Good. Ah! Oh, there, happy?
Holy Christ. Thank you.
We forgot how loud Sarah is.
Yep.
I did. I should turn her down more, but I'll do that.
Nah.
No, I did not go to the theater. The last time I went to a theater... actually recently I got stood up at midnight and I had to walk home through it was a 3-hour walk home because I was at Chinook.
Oh, that is not close.
Yeah, no, I walked all the way home from Chinook. I was not a happy camper.
I am so sorry, man.
Yeah.
If something like that happens, you can call me and I can attempt to pick you up.
This was 2 weeks ago, Sarah.
Yeah, in general.
I could have called you and been like, Sarah, I'm out here. Well, I'm at Camp Johnson. Sarah, I need you!
You would have ended up leaving a voicemail because there's no cell service.
It would have been better if you got it and you actually drove. By the time you got to my house, I would have probably just walked in my door.
No, it's like an hour and a half, so...
Oh.
You would have been halfway.
I'll set up the bat signal for next time.
You could have called me.
Perfect. With all the smoke, I'm sure I'll see it.
You worked that night, man, and you worked the next day. I wasn't going to do that. It was fine, guys. I was just, at that point, I was so fucking pissed. And
yeah,
it was
a
shitty movie. I went to go see that new fucking Conjuring movie. It was so bad. It was so bad. And, like, I don't fucking care. Girl tells me, like, oh, I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'm like, sweet, okay. It's like 20 minutes left in the movie. Gone.
Oh,
sweet.
That sucks.
Fucking walking home.
Sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah, it's okay. C'est la vie, right?
Yeah.
I appreciate the fact that if I ever get stood up for a date,
you know where they live.
I can rain down fire.
I was gonna say, you know where he sleeps.
Mm-hmm. Sure do.
I don't think that man has the balls to stand you up for a date.
If he ever did, it would be just out of forgetfulness. Nothing else.
Oh, yeah. Knowing him, it would
definitely or an April Fool's joke that you hopefully get.
Oh, no, he is way smarter than that. No, it would just be he literally forgot. It happens regularly. Oh, yeah. He forgets everything.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You did marry a giant Viking man.
I did. He's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, other than that...
How rude. Yes, Amanders. How rude.
I know. At this point, you know, when you reach my age, you just don't care anymore.
I am not that much younger than you again.
I was doing my 10 days on.
What?
I got stood up one day when I was doing my 10 days on.
Oh, I'm so sorry for you guys.
Yeah, it happens. Some person off Tinder.
Oh, that's just every day off Tinder.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I bear the expectations.
Well, maybe someday you'll both find love and not have to worry about it again.
I didn't have to walk home.
If anyone wonders why we call him the Grease Goblin. Thank you.
There's a reason.
There is
a reason.
Oh, that was good. I thought it was perfect.
Just because I looked great lubed up.
I was going to say, the comedic timing is exactly why we keep you here. And all the swords. I'm scared of all the swords.
Yeah, it's right?
It's just a wall of swords.
I keep a sword in my bed at camp. It's plastic, but it's hard enough to like break bones if I hit hard enough, so...
Why don't you carry, scared of this one? A baseball bat?
Someone else has that market cornered. He calls it his forget-me stick. Keeps it in the cabin with the kids. It's great.
Why not just borrow some
swords? I don't think he's hit any of them yet.
Forget-me stick?
Yeah, you hit them hard enough, they forget you.
Who are these people that work at your camp?
Don't ask questions.
No, it's obvious. They're Baptists.
You know...
Exactly. He's actually not. He's much crazier.
Oh.
So he's Catholic?
No, he's just, like, extreme.
Evangelion?
Evangelion! He's Evangelion.
No, he's just...
Evangelist.
Really extreme, like,
he's evangelist.
Disney movies are too sinful for him.
He wears
onesies to bed at camp because he doesn't think the kids should see him in anything less than that. He goes in the lake in like full pants and a shirt.
Sarah, just say whatever, we're Baptist? Fine, I can be a Baptist. Let me be a counselor. Let me be a counselor.
Please don't.
Just don't let him do this. Just for 1 week.
Oh.
I will go up to him at the end of the week and be like, man, so, and then I'll just say the things I've been saying, like, the great leprechaun in the sky is so great to us. And he'll be like, what? Like, yeah, the giant flying unicorn we pray to. You mean?
You would actually break his brain.
That's why I want to go. That's why I want to go. I would look at him and be like, well, yeah, we believe in a giant flying spaghetti monster, so why can't we believe in unicorns? Aren't they the same thing? Well, God created the universe. Yeah, and so did fairies. And just look at him like, right? That's what we believe, right? God created fairies, and fairies created the universe. That's what those little angels are. They're just fairies. That's why people see sugar plum fairies. And I would just go in like full nuts, and be like, and then Satan sent the trolls, and that's why I don't go under bridges anymore. It's just look at him dead serious.
Oh my goodness!
Did you pray? Did you pray before you go on that lake? Dude, you should always pray before you go in a lake, man. If it's not holy water, that water's going to get up in you, and then it takes away your Christian virginity, man. And I'll always pray before I go. And then I'll be like the one guy who like prays and be like, oh, Jesus.
So, Boring Eye and Amanders enjoying this conversation. Those two are people from the camp.
Every day the camp would wake up.
I figured out who they are.
It'd be everyone would wake up. Yeah, you know, and exactly. Leave their cabins, and yeah, they'd see just me, just like this, up looking at the sun and saying, "Praise Jesus."